why has Cato taken this stand on this issue and taken a full page ad, several full page ads out explaining it?
Well, to answer your latter question first, we were tired of politicians just getting on TV and making bald-faced lies that all economists agree that we should make America more like France with a bigger government. That's just preposterously untrue, and so we thought we had to say that. Now, why we have that position? We just look at the evidence. Hong Kong grows faster than the U.S. Hong Kong's government is smaller. The U.S. grows faster than France. France's government is bigger. If we look at Keynesian episodes in our history, Hoover and Roosevelt tried Keynesianism. Big government deficit spending increases in the 30s. That didn't work. We saw Japan do Keynesian experiment after Keynesian experiment of deficit spending in the 90s. That didn't work. Heck, if big government was a recipe for growth, we should have boomed under the Bush years because he was a record spender. So all Obama's doing is being George Bush on steroids.
So what's the what is sort of the solution here? A lot of it's sort of almost hard for politicians to sort of sit back and say, oh, yes, this needs to work its way through, which I know is sort of easier for us to say on the outside, perhaps. What are you asking politicians to do?
Well, the sad news is that because of government mismanagement of things like monetary policy, the corrupt subsidies from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, we got a bubble. Concentrate it in housing. The bubble has burst, and there's no magic wand that can solve the problem. It's like Humpty Dumpty falling off the wall. You can't put a bubble back together again. So there's a certain amount of pain that unfortunately is built into the system. That doesn't mean we can't do anything, but the things that we should do are the things that we should do, whether the economy's shrinking at 2% a year or growing at 5% a year. Look at what Kennedy did, lower tax rates across the board. Reagan did the same thing. Those are when we got very strong, very good economic performance. There is no case study anywhere in our nation's history or anywhere in the world where someone can point to making government bigger and it worked to make the economy more prosperous.
Are we in historically significant times such that this is off the map and that even though historically you can't point to anything like you just said, at the same time, things seem to be different this time around?
Well, there's no question we have some very troubling things happening in the financial sector. And, of course, government, in its typical ham-fisted way, is going in and making everything worse. When Hank Paulson said we needed to bail his friends out on Wall Street, the Dow Jones was 11,350. Well, how's that working out for us? Not very well.
Right.
So as government keeps interfering and intervening and being a bull in a china shop in the financial sector, it is causing some just unprecedented damage to the economy. But why would anybody think that, therefore, having more pork barrel spending, more government waste is somehow going to help us is beyond me.
And there was actually a piece in the New York Times Magazine over the weekend, headline, Don't Look Back, and it had this interesting chart which sort of looked at the gross domestic product under various presidencies. In 1932, of course, the GDP dropped almost 13%. By comparison, in 1980, the last sort of big recession that we went through was down 0.2%. In 2008, the gross domestic product was up 0.2%. So it's, you know, everyone, it almost feels like a little bit of we've never been through a bad recession before, and so we're almost not prepared to deal with it.
Well, obviously, it depends what sector of the economy you're in. I mean, we have to remember when Reagan took over from Jimmy Carter, we had astronomically high interest rates in 20%. Imagine 20% interest rates. We had inflation out of control.
Right.
We had some really serious stagflation. That was one set of problems. Today, we have very serious problems concentrated in the financial services industry. So, and of course, you could go to the oil belt in our country back in the mid-80s when oil fell to, what was it, $10 a barrel or something?
Yeah, exactly.
And the equivalent of a recession in Texas. So where you stand on these things and what you think was the worst time in our history probably depends what industry you're in. The only industry that never shrinks is the federal workforce, which are some of the people who are listening to us right now, I suspect.
So that seems to me then that there's no easy answer, but the fix that they're talking about sounds like, from your point of view, it's going to make everything even worse?
The analogy that I would provide is government drove us into a ditch, especially in the financial sector with the easy money, the corrupt Fannie and Freddie subsidies and other policies like that. And now, instead of getting a tow truck to get us out of the ditch, they're backing a cement truck up and they're covering our broken down car with concrete. That's all the new spending. And all I can do is point to what's happened for the last 8 years. Bush increased government spending by record amounts. He had the first $2 trillion budget in America's history and the first $3 trillion budget in America's history. If bigger government was a recipe for growth, we should be enjoying a boom right now, not a recession.
So is there something, and you mentioned it a little bit earlier, but should Congress be cutting tax? What should they be doing? Are there opportunities here?
As I said earlier, yeah. There's not much you can do about a bubble bursting except let it burst.
Right.
One of the reasons Japan suffered a lost decade in the 1990s is they wouldn't let the bubble burst, and that dragged out and magnified and extended the pain. Now, having said that, again, as I said before, it's always a good time to do pro-growth policies. And whether we're talking about getting rid of wasteful government programs, whether we're talking about lower tax rates or fundamental tax reform, right. I mean, heck, no one's paying attention to that. There are 27 countries and jurisdictions in the world now that have simple and fair flat taxes, and we're stuck with an Internal Revenue Code that's such a nightmare that even Obama cabinet officials can't figure out how to fill out their taxes correctly.